Schneiderman says he will not be endorsing or appearing with any candidates anymore, as statewide office holders sometimes do. Both former leaders of the legislature face federal corruption trials next month, and the state attorney general's office has, along with the state controller, probed the actions of dozens of elected officials, some resulting in charges and convictions.
I am not doing any endorsements or getting involved in any local races because we've ramped up our public integrity investigations to the point that we've now, since 2012, my office has gone after more than 70 public officials and their cronies, including members of the state legislature and members of local governments. So we made a determination that I just shouldn't get involved in local campaigns at all.
Schneiderman can't talk about ongoing investigations, but says there are more continuing probes that have not yet been made public. The attorney general, who was a longtime member of the state Senate, says it's a difficult decision because he has many friends in office who have asked for his help in their campaigns. He says he wants to make sure that his actions are not misconstrued as favoritism or having a political axe to grind.
There are people I have relationships with, and it's sort of challenging, but I can't really endorse in one race and then not endorse in the other race, send a message that this person may or may not be under investigation, but this other person is okay.
Dick Dady with the reform group Citizens Union says the attorney general has made a wise decision.
It's a very smart move by the attorney general to not associate with any elected official in the political context these days because you don't know who's going to be indicted next. And I think that he does, given his access to information. And for him to say yes to some and no to others based on inside information he may have puts him in a difficult spot. So the easier choice, but it's the smart one, is for him to say no to everybody because he knows too much and he doesn't want his good reputation to be stained or tarnished by affiliation with bad apples.
Schneiderman says his decision to stay out of politics for now is one reason why he has not signed on to a new minor party created by Governor Cuomo, the Women's Equality Party. That party has faced numerous legal challenges because the majority of statewide office holders, including Schneiderman, have refused to formally endorse it.
It's not appropriate for me to get involved in the internal politics of the Democratic Party or any other party.
The attorney general predicts that there will be more indictments, arrests, and even convictions of state lawmakers from all the various ongoing investigations if the Senate and Assembly do not fundamentally reform their rules on outside income.
And take away the ability of lawmakers to work and have outside income that really, in the 21st century, it's virtually impossible to ensure that there's no taint of any kind.
Schneiderman says state lawmakers who earn a base salary of around $80,000 a year should get a pay raise. In exchange, they'd ban outside income and give up their travel allowances. Abuses of what's known as per diem payments to legislators has also led to arrests and jailings. Dady, with Citizens Union, says he hopes Governor Cuomo will also take up the cause in the upcoming legislative session. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.